This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Built by Bama Online podcast presents Daybreak for this Monday, May the 11th, 2020. Travis Ryer, senior analyst for BOL, with you here on Daybreak three times per week. Hope everyone out there had a great weekend. Hope all the moms, especially the moms, had a great Mother's Day on Sunday. You folks deserve it. I hope it was as good as Diane Tagovailoa's Mother's Day. Did you see that Sunday night? How about Tua gifting mom with the Escalade right out in front of the house? Nice job, Tua. Moms deserve it. We should be able to give every mom out there, really, an Escalade each and every Mother's Day, right? That was pretty cool to see there on the old social media. But around Tuscaloosa, just absolutely gorgeous weather. Bittersweet again in some ways because of what we thought we were going to have in Tuscaloosa over the weekend with the scheduled SEC softball tournament. Walking the quad on Sunday because we hit up the donut shop in downtown Tuscaloosa for a little breakfast. And we like to do sort of the unsolicited culinary recommendations from time to time here. If you haven't been by Babe's Donut Shop in downtown Tuscaloosa at the corner of Greensboro and University, do yourself a favor next time. Do it. Apple fritter. I'm an apple fritter freak. They are out of this world, but the donuts, anything you get there is great. So we did that. Then we kind of cruised the campus and get asked a lot about, is there going to be football this season at the college level? I can tell you this. UA is proceeding, and the condo construction and those things, all of that's proceeding as if there's going to be a fall semester and football, because on Sunday, a Mother's Day no less, you had construction workers doing their thing at Bryant-Denny. You have so many cranes in the air here in Tuscaloosa these days. It looks like Nashville or maybe Austin, Texas, or these towns that are blowing up. 100 new residents a day, stuff like that. It's crazy, the amount of construction that's going on. Got by the new Sports Science Center that's going in over there adjacent to the Malmore Athletic Facility off Bryant Drive. It looks like it's nearing completion, as a matter of fact. So it's business as usual in T-Town. If any decisions have been made to maybe forego the fall semester and or college football season in 2020, the construction business hasn't gotten the memo. I can safely tell you that. So we've got some football talk to get into on the podcast this morning. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to look specifically at the Alabama defensive line for 2020, make a case for some potential starters up front as Freddie Roach comes home to take over that group. We'll get into the defensive line a little bit later. Obviously, the end of the week, last week, was a newsy one, right? Kind of thought we might ease into Mother's Day weekend. Didn't happen that way on Friday, as some expected news in a lot of ways in that Ja'Cory Brooks, the four-star wide receiver from Booker T. Washington High School down in Miami, announced his commitment to the University of Alabama. Another 6'3 receiver in the boat for Bryce Young, big picture-wise. Maybe Mac Jones in a year's time, but Ajay Hall at 6'3 here in the last couple of weeks, a receiver committed to Alabama. And then on Friday, it was Ja'Cory Brooks. And as I've said before, all these Booker T. Washington kids and Dade County kids that want to commit, you take them. And Ja'Cory Brooks has the production to back it up. He has that sort of touchdown to catch ratio you like you've seen here in recent years at Alabama from guys like Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs III, Devontae Smith. They don't require a lot of catches to find the paint. That's the kind of guys you like, and it looks like Alabama has added another one of those type of receivers in Ja'Cory Brooks. And then big news just shortly after Brooks's commitment in that Taulia Tagovailoa enters the transfer portal. And when you think about it in terms of timing, we talked about this with Tim Watts here on the podcast on Friday evening. Not all that surprising. It may have been determined well in advance that by the end of the spring semester, there was a good chance that Taulia was going to move on unless he was very much right in the mix to win the starting job for 2020, with Tua headed to South Florida as the fifth overall pick in the NFL draft a couple weeks ago by the Miami Dolphins. That only sort of upped the buzz, the potential of Taulia perhaps making his way down there. Who knows? There's connections with coaches at various programs around college football when you talk about the Tagovailoa family and coaches that are in head positions now. At places like Maryland, Ole Miss, you know, they've got connections to players at UCF, you name it. So it remains to be seen where Taulia lands next. But, you know, when you think about South Florida in general, obviously Miami's right there in Coral Gables, FIU right there in Miami, and even FAU, Florida Atlantic, just up the road in Boca Raton with first-year coach Willie Taggart taking over the Owls after his two and out there in Tallahassee with Florida State. So we'll be tracking that for you at BamaOnline.com. Obviously, you're going to want to go ahead, if you haven't, and subscribe to the podcast with us here on the Built by Bama Online podcast. We'd love for you to do that. Leave us a rating and a review while you're there. That would be greatly appreciated as well. Coming up next, we're going to talk some defensive line when Daybreak on the Built by Bama Online podcast returns right after this.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
So let's make the case for a starting defensive line for the Alabama Crimson Tide to open the 2020 season. Really, you're looking at one major loss to that group up front. That, of course, being Raekwon Davis, who leaves the Crimson Tide after making 32 career starts, 26 of those over the last two seasons. In his 4 years with the Crimson Tide, Raekwon Davis, 19.5 tackles for loss, 11.5 sacks, 13 quarterback hurries. As a second-round pick in the recently conducted NFL draft, Raekwon Davis joins his old teammate down there with the Miami Dolphins, Tua and Raekwon down there in Miami. So you've got Raekwon Davis on the move. You still have an opportunity at the end position to return some experience, at least in terms of time in the program. But I'm going to start right there in the middle of that defensive line, because if you want to improve first and foremost where the game really starts, even in this era of passing attacks and throwing the football over the place, you got to be able to control things right there on the point, right there on the interior. Alabama was insufficient in that area a year ago, and it showed up statistically. One of the very worst run defenses in the Nick Saban era at Alabama. And, of course, there were reasons for it. The expectations going into 2019 were that perhaps DJ Dale, even as a true freshman, could step in, and certainly not to the extent of a Quinnen Williams or a Daron Payne, but adequately enough be able to handle things there inside with Raekwon Davis. Unfortunately for Dale and Alabama, never really got to see that guy a year ago, mostly because of injuries. You saw a flash of it actually in the season opening win over the Duke Blue Devils, when Dale played well enough that after his very first game at Alabama, he was SEC Defensive Lineman of the Week. That was about the extent of the accolades, though, for the young defensive tackle in 2019. So you got to get DJ Dale first and foremost to a point where he can stay on the field at no fault of his own. And then you do have some other options inside. Some guys, too, that we're going to talk about that translate both to end and tackle. Stephon Wynn, one of those type of guys from a depth provider standpoint. And then at end, you know, you expect LeBrian Ray to be exclusively an end in the base. I think with LeBrian Ray, where it gets interesting, and we really haven't had the opportunity to see this because he too, as we know, is incurred some injuries in his first 3 years in the program, is in some passing situations, is LeBrian Ray to the point of being like a Jonathan Allen or one of these base ends that third and seven, third and eight, and you're in nickel and dime, you can move him inside and he can give you some pass rush from, you know, the guard to guard position. So that's something to keep an eye on. Again, first and foremost, like DJ Dale, health. We talked about really two guys to this point, DJ Dale, LeBrian Ray. It's going to be all about their health. Now, you had some young defensive linemen a year ago. You look at some of these guys like Byron Young and Justin Aboigbe, and you can see it. I mean, physically, they certainly look the part. Got to get to another level in terms of knowing how to play with their hands, how to get off blocks. First and foremost, you got to take care of your individual responsibilities, and that's kind of where you go back to Christian Barmore. And I thought Charlie Potter, if you didn't see this, late last week on Friday on the website, you can still find it there at BamaOnline.com. Thought Charlie did an outstanding job of giving us an update on what's going on with Christian Barmore in the midst of this suspension of activities and no spring practice. And Charlie was able to talk with the personal trainer for Christian Barmore, and real emphasis based on that interview that, you know, Christian's trying to clean up some of the little things that have hindered him. Now, in terms of playmaking ability, it's hard not to envision Christian Barmore being a top four or five guy in the rotation, because a year ago, we're talking about a defensive front that combined sack and tackle for loss output for the Alabama defensive line a year ago was 7.5 sacks and 15 quarterback hurries. Now, to put that into perspective, when you think back to 2018 and you had a couple of guys like Isaiah Buggs and Quinnen Williams, those two guys combined for 10 more sacks than Alabama's entire defensive line had last year. In 2018, Buggs and Williams, 17.5 sacks. In 2019, Alabama's entire defensive line, 7.5 sacks. Those two guys also, between themselves, had three more quarterback hurries than Alabama's entire defensive line had a year ago. So you start with DJ Dale, you look at the end positions, you think about LeBrian Ray, you think about competition, which is never a bad thing, Christian Barmore, Byron Young, Justin Aboigbe, Braylon Ingram coming off the red shirt, and you can't forget about those guys because that's typical for defensive linemen. More often than not, and Alabama didn't have this luxury a year ago, even with the four-game rule, not to be able to redshirt more than Alabama did a year ago, but was able to do that with Braylon Ingram, was able to do that with Ishmael Sofscher at the nose tackle position. So you played a lot of guys a year ago. You took some lumps. Your inside linebackers as a result, young inside linebackers, Shane Lee, Christian Harris, they took some lumps right along with some of those guys up front. But the expectation should certainly be that, again, when we talk about the production numbers from a year ago, you should see the benefit of some of those hard lessons learned from a year ago in 2020. And you've got some other veterans, too, that can still help you. Fedarian Mathis, certainly one of those kind of guys. When you look at a potential swing guy between tackle and between end, you know, Fedarian's not going to be a double-digit sack producer, but you can pretty much count on him at this point in his career to do the things the right way that need to be done, and perhaps in the process sort of role model for a guy like Christian Barmore, who is still trying to get there. And again, going back to Charlie's update on Christian Barmore, you know, there was talk about, well, he's still trying to figure out the scheme. And, you know, look, regardless of what that's all about, if you're not responsibility sound, if you're not assignment sound, there's only so high your ceiling's going to be in a Nick Saban defense. You know, there are times where you're going to be put in a position where you're one-on-one with an offensive guard in a pass rush opportunity, and that's when you get the opportunity to make the big play. There are going to be times when you're simply asked to two-gap and occupy guys and attract double teams, maybe even in some pass rush games that Alabama runs. If there's a tackle in stunt, for example, maybe you're the bait. Maybe you're the guy that's trying to take out a guard and a tackle to free up an edge rusher to loop back inside and actually make the big play. So, you know, once Christian Barmore gets to that point, and he's going into his third year in the program, so it's reasonable to think that he's right there on the verge of accomplishing that on a more consistent basis, that's when you'll see more. That's when you'll see more of Christian Barmore. And, you know, there's some guys coming in here. There's a situation with the pandemic and how it could condense the preseason in a way. But even with all that understood, you know, there's been a lot of buzz through the recruiting process and heading into the, you know, March, April, May months that Timothy Smith, the big man from Sebastian River High School down in Sebastian, Florida, 6'4", 320 pounds. The 24/7 Sports composite rankings had Smith as the number 8 defensive tackle for the 2020 recruiting cycle. So still could be an opportunity for a big, big interior defensive lineman who can, you know, obviously make it difficult on teams to run the football, but also perhaps push the pocket and provide some pass rush as well. And then we talk about all this and understand that for the fourth straight season, you got a different defensive line coach with Freddie Roach, the UA alum, coming in to take over that spot from Brian Baker from a year ago. So Freddie's back home, and you know, you look at DJ Dale in the middle, potentially LeBrian Ray at one end, and Christian Barmore, Byron Young, maybe Justin Aboigbe. I think the pieces are there not only for a solid top six or so, but certainly has to be, right, a more productive group as well. That's going to do it for a Monday edition of Daybreak here on the Built by Bama Online podcast. Once again, if you haven't already, throw us a subscription to the podcast, Built by Bama Online. Also, join us, of course, at BamaOnline.com, the roundtable. Great place to hang out with Alabama fans and keep yourself informed at the very same time. Travis Schreier, hoping you have a great rest of your Monday. Check you again on Wednesday when Daybreak returns on the Built by Bama Online podcast.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.